just such an encouraging word from 1 Chronicles this morning. So if you want to turn in your Bible, and we're going to actually have the scripture up to read together, but you can look at it in your own Bible if you want to. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9 and 10. Now, this is a fantastic word, and really I want to pray and believe this morning for what Jabez prayed, this man called Jabez, to happen in all of our lives. And this is like a breakthrough prayer. And I believe that it's so simple, this prayer, that we can all pray it. How many of you want God to break through? You want God to come in to your circumstances, God to do the supernatural? Well, this is an amazing scripture. So let's read this. You don't have to read it with me, but I'm going to read it to you. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. What an amazing prayer that God granted. Now, I'm always interested in prayers that get the answers. And so this, for us, is a prayer that we can see is so simple. But I'm going to unpack it a little bit this morning because it's an amazing story. Now, around these two verses in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, there are a whole load of different names of different people. And in fact, for quite a few verses, you could actually be tempted to switch off reading the genealogy or the family lines of the Hebrews from one to another, who had these sons who then had that, and then that person begot that one, and then that one begot that one. And I don't know if you're ever reading the Bible and you think, well, this is absolutely of no relevance to me, all these names. And I could actually switch off from chapter 3, or even before then, all the way through, and just go, yeah, Hezekiah, Manasseh, Amon, Josiah, yeah. But actually, in these verses, verse 9 and 10, breaking into all these lists of names comes this story of Jabez. And it's almost like God was saying, I've got to tell you more about this incredible guy. So he could have just skipped through and named Jabez. But he actually said, I've got to tell you something amazing about this man. And God wants us to listen to this story. It's very short, because he wants us to take Jabez as a personal example of what he wants to do in each one of our lives. As Christians, we need to know what God wants to do and how to see it happen. And God kind of puts the spotlight on Jabez and says, I want you to know about this guy because he changed his story. He changed probably a pretty bad start, and he ended up in an amazing blessing and a place of fruitfulness. And so Jabez is a fantastic story. He began his life and his mother called him Pain. And actually the name Jabez means he causes pain. Now, can you imagine having a child saying, we're just going to call you Pain? And so Pain grows up and Pain goes to school. And when he goes to work, everybody says, good morning, Pain. And actually, in scripture, every name is important, because your name is a reflection of who you are or your character. That's why I actually believe in naming children in faith, with a name that calls them into their destiny. And Jabez had this name that meant, you're a pain. You're going to cause pain. Everywhere you go, everybody's going to remember that your mother called you Pain. And so at every mention of this man's name, there was this association with something negative. And I believe that Jabez actually struggled internally with this definition, because I believe that God doesn't want anybody to remain a pain, but he wants everybody to be a blessing. You know, we've been called in Christ Jesus blessed to be a blessing. But Jabez had this, I'm not satisfied with being called a pain. I'm not satisfied with my history. I want a different outcome. And this really spoke to me this week, because Jabez, particularly having a pain in my head, in my eye, I just saw how God can turn negative things around in every one of our lives and turn it into a breakthrough or a positive. How God can take a situation that seems to be a failure or a person that seems to be failing and completely turn that around into a blessing. And there are many disappointments in our Christian life. I have to be honest with you that there isn't always brilliant, starry times. There isn't always the best that in our experience. But God always plans the best. But we have a real enemy. And Jesus even said, in this world, you will have trouble. But be of good cheer. So in other words, don't camp around the trouble. Be happy, because I've overcome the world. And the reason Jesus overcame the world, the devil, and everything negative, sin and death, was that you and I could overcome every bit of trouble, every bit of pain, and every bit of disappointment that we face. So you are in Christ to overcome. Pastor Andrea led it this morning. We're more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us. So no matter what disappointments, what bad things happen to us, we have a God who we can bring in through prayer to turn around situations and bring a good outcome. How many of you know that a difficult time doesn't have to stay that way? It's not going to be your whole story, because God is the God who turns around things for good. And we know that all things work together for the good, for those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. And so many of us in different seasons of our lives could have quite a bit in common with Jabez, because we've all faced troubles, and you may be facing difficulties and troubles at the moment. But I believe, as we spoke like last week about Joseph, I believe that God has a dream for each one of us to bring us by his favor and his grace into unusual positions of influence where we can be a blessing to many. I believe that that grace on your life isn't just to be downtrodden and put down, but the Lord wants to show himself strong on behalf of those who are fully committed to him and turn around situations for good. A couple of weeks ago now, we went to Italy, and we were privileged to minister into a situation, a church situation, which was dire, to be honest. There was rebellion in the leadership against the pastor, and good people were really hurt by this. And we'd prayed and asked the Lord for his word and his encouragement for the leadership team, but for the whole church. And praise God, we really were able to bring God's light and vision back into that church and bring the dream back. And sometimes stuff happens in life where we lose the dream. Has anybody ever experienced that, where you get so beaten by circumstances that we can lose that dream, that vision, or the promise of God in reality? And we start to think, Lord, what really is happening in our lives? And in Italy, we prayed, and many of you will know that Pastor Andrea has a very strong prophetic gift, a gift from God, really, to bring a prophetic word, often into bigger situations, but she does it for individuals, but for churches. And we, in Italy, we share a bedroom where we stay. And it was probably about 1 or 2 in the morning. And the Lord chose to reveal a dream at that time in the middle of the night to Pastor Andrea. She had 2 dreams. Well, when you share a room with somebody who's prophetic, you're going to get woken up. Because the light went on, and she said, I've just got to write down what God's given me. So she wrote down a couple of these dreams, and I was like, brilliant. I only hear the Lord mostly when I'm awake. Pastor Andrea has this unusual grace to go to sleep and hear the Lord. And I've been praying for that for years. These dreams, and one of them was really interesting to me. It really caught my attention. Because, and she didn't know this, but years ago, somebody had the same prophecy for me. And this prophecy was actually an encouraging word, but a word that meant to me that I was always going to have to break through trouble. I was always going to have to break over and out of confinement or out of restriction or break out of all difficulties and trouble that was coming against me. And the dream that I had was the dream that she had for one of the church leaders. And when she gave it to him, I was like, bless you, mate, because you've got a whole future of overcoming ahead of you. And I believe that we have the life of Christ in us. If you think about his life, what kind of life is it? If Christ in us is in us, what kind of life is his life? Well, his life is resurrection life. So in other words, you can't kill me. You can't destroy me. You can't snuff me out. You can't tread on me and keep me down. Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. And so the Christ life is the resurrection life. It's the life that of God that overcomes absolutely everything. And that's the mindset that this man Jabez had. And that's the mindset God communicated to me when I was probably about 28 years old, just newly saved. He wanted to communicate something to me through this dream. And he wanted to do it to these leaders in Italy. And the prophecy was this. Both Pastor Andrea and this guy who prophesied over me saw tarmac. And if somebody puts down tarmac, it's obviously a very hard surface. But actually it's supposed to, you know, keep down what's underneath. But through this tarmac was bursting a dandelion. And he says, you're the dandelion that can break through with the supernatural power of God, any tarmac. And how many of you actually have seen through the Devon Lanes or Somerset, have you ever seen a dandelion break through? And you wouldn't think this little flower had the power to come up. But I want to tell you, you are not what you are externally. You're not defined by your body. You're not defined by your brain limitations. The Holy Spirit, the power of God, is your definition. And you can break through all opposition to bring victory. And the dream, God's dream for your life, no matter what trouble you ever face, is breakthrough. Tell somebody next to you, God's dream for you is you overcome and you live in breakthrough. And basically, Jabez had a different way of thinking than what other people had about him. Everybody else called him pain, but Jabez had this mindset that was actually, I'm going to bring God in on my life. I'm going to pray and see a breakthrough and transformation of my life. This one prayer changed his life. Now, this isn't theory, it's reality. One prayer changed Jabez's life. His whole life was changed by this prayer. Isn't this amazing? So what does this short story tell us about Jabez? Well, we read at the beginning of that verse 9, Jabez was more honorable than all his brothers. I think this is such an important little comment, because God honors those who honor him. Say that aloud. God honors those who honor him. Jabez, imagine being one of his peers or being in the family where he was born, and everybody said, do you know that guy? He is so honorable. He honors God, and he honors God at work, at home, in everyday life. He is a man of honor. And God actually wants us to know that this was the kind of character that could get these kind of answers in prayer. Because God will honor those who live an honorable life. We can put this into the New Testament and read, look with me to 2 Timothy. We'll just skip over there, 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're in a season, as you turn there, 2 Timothy chapter 2, we're in a season of favor. Now is the time of favor. God is speaking this over us as a people. And this really prayer, this kind of prayer, brings the favor of God. But we need to understand that honor, an honorable people, is important to the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace, Lord, this morning to receive your word. Amen. May the Lord give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. It's not my word, but it's God's. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 20, in a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, some for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument of noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do every good work. New King James actually says, honorable, a man fit for honor, actually honorable vessels. And I believe that God is speaking about the church. There are different kinds of believers. You do know that, don't you? There are some who live for the honor of God, and some who get saved and live however they want to live. And Timothy, this part of the Bible is teaching us that if we're going to live fit for the master's use, ready to be used by God, we need to cleanse ourselves from all the stuff that makes us dishonorable. Lying, cheating, taxes, doing things that we shouldn't do, living in honor before God in every way, but also in the church, at home, and in the world. Because people of honor can actually contain the glory of God. And a people of honor are fit, are actually ready for God to use. And so the big question is, before we pray the prayer of Jabez, am I a character that God would say is honorable? Isn't that an important preface? Because most of us want to leap into the blessing and all the fruit. But God starts with, Jabez was an honorable man, more honorable than all his brothers. I believe that if you have a heart to say to the Lord this morning, I want you to use me. I want to set apart my life in a new way. I want to live a holy, pure, ready to be used life. Then you can with confidence pray exactly what Jabez prayed and see the fruit that Jabez saw. This is the will of God for us in Christ, to live as honorable men and women of God. I don't want to live in the gutter as a Christian. I don't want to live compromising with the things that I do, with the decisions that I make. I want my decisions to be his will, not my will. And Jabez lived out the honor of God's name. He lived out a vessel of honor. He was the Old Testament type of what Paul said, the church should make yourselves ready for the master to use in every occasion. And so Jabez had this accolade from heaven, had this applause from heaven. And isn't it amazing that God actually would say this about imperfect people? Because we've all failed. But in Christ, we can make, by faith, we can live righteous and live out a righteous life as men and women of honor. So back to Jabez, come out of Timothy again. He was a man of prayer because he inquired, he got hold of God to do something in his life. Jesus said, didn't he, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. We are a people who have the privilege of asking God to supernaturally intervene in our lives. Prayer brings God's supernatural help into trouble or difficulties or circumstances. And so Jabez was a man of prayer. And he was also a man of faith. He was a feisty man of faith. He was a determined man of faith. He was like, I am not going to settle for anything but blessing. What a mindset. What a way of thinking. I am not going to settle for being trodden underneath the tarmac. I'm going to allow God to raise up his power and glory through my life. And so Jabez had this way of thinking that was actually God's way of thinking about him. And he came into this mindset, no matter what my mother said about me, God, you're going to bless me. I'm going to pray that you will bless me. When we hear the beginning of Jabez's prayer and we say, here he is, typical charismatic Christian, asking God to bless them, we might be tempted to think that this is a selfish prayer. Because bless me prayers can sometimes appear quite selfish. But if you look at the heart of this man of honor, it was actually blessing to live out in God's will. He didn't get blessed outside of the will of God. In other words, he wasn't being blessed to have 5 Ferraris and do his own thing and not live for God. I believe blessing is always in the plan and purpose of God for your life, which is to seek first the kingdom. To seek first the will of God for your life. And so this man laid hold of God and said that you will bless me. And it was obviously God's will to bless Jabez. Because he got the answer. Because God's well able to cancel out prayers that are not from him. So you and I can be confident to pray this prayer today as men and women of honor who are cleansed and fit for the Master's use to say, Lord, bless me. And to be blessed by God means that it's something that is outside of your ability naturally to do. If all we live as Christians is within our ability, within our boundaries, within the small bit that we can do, we're not actually in faith that God is going to bless with his blessing, which is far more powerful than anything man can ever do. Now, blessing actually means the favor and the grace of God coming into your life empowers you and I to prosper in all things in the will of God. God obviously wanted to answer Jabez's prayer. He obviously said yes to this amazing prayer. And I believe we are in a season where we are to be praying for the favor and blessing of God. To be believing for it, but also praying. Tell your neighbor, it's time to pray for the blessing of God. It's time for us to refuse the wrong mindsets. That we're not worthy, that we haven't done enough. If we intend with all of our hearts to seek God's will, to please him, and to do his will in every way that we can, we are qualified for this blessing. Qualified to pray that you will bless me. Again, he starts off that you will bless me indeed. I actually think that means lots. Oh, that you will bless me lots. Go on, say that. Oh, that you will bless me lots. Now, don't just think of money. Think of every good thing that is in heaven. Every good thing in Christ. Every good thing. Because God is good. Oh, that you would bless me lots. When Abraham was called to be a blessing to all nations, before he was a blessing to all nations, God blessed him first. The more blessed you are, the more of a blessing you can be. And so Abraham had this blessing call, this word, this vision, this promise from God to be blessed. And I speak it over you today. That is the word of the Lord for you in Christ. We have inherited in Christ, Galatians tells us, the blessing of Abraham. And so we are blessed to be a blessing, distributing blessing to many. Not being that dam, but being a river of blessing, where we're receiving and giving. The more blessed you are, the more blessing you can give. And so this is Jabez's prayer, isn't, will you bless me a little bit? Will you bless me partially? He's saying, God, bless me lots. I mean, it's almost like some of us might have a problem with that if we've got a religious mindset. But this is the mindset that God is saying, I hold this up as an example for your prayer life. Not to be selfish, because the kingdom of heaven is all about God and his plan to bless people. But in the process, we get blessed. So it's actually a godly kind of mindset. It's a godly prayer. And then he says, and enlarge my territory. And enlarge my territory. So he's asking God to actually give him more ground, to expand the boundaries or the influence of his life. Oh, that you will bless me, empower me to prosper, so that the boundaries will go further. I will be more influential as a believer. I hope it's the cry of your heart. If it isn't, it's the dream of the Holy Spirit in you that needs to come up this morning. That actually you are called to be an influential believer for Jesus. And it's his blessing that will make you influential. There are some people, some Christians that go around thinking, no, I just need to be little old me, just getting by all by myself, just surviving until I go to glory. Well, I need to sort of say something radical about those kinds of people. Don't be so selfish. Because we are in Christ for the whole world. Our territory is the world. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Come on, church. Oh, that you would bless us and enlarge our territory. And so this mindset in prayer, this man of faith, a man of prayer, an honorable man, says, bless us. Bless me, Lord. And give me more territory. And of course, it always means make us a people who will be a blessing with the gospel and the kingdom of heaven to many more people. Whoever is in your sphere of influence currently, God's saying, I want to increase your influence. I want you to reach more people. I want you to pray for more people. I want you to use the gifts of the Spirit in your life to actually influence many more people than just you. We don't come to church just for us. We come for God and for the kingdom. The church is here for the kingdom of heaven to advance. And Jabez was like the kind of guy that Jesus said, John the Baptist, and different people that rise up in every generation that are like this. Jesus said this, the kingdom of heaven is advancing and forceful men lay hold of it. So not passive, not content with what I'm maintaining. The people who want to break the boundaries and say, let's go out for more fruit. I know you're looking at me like that this morning going, well, don't know if I want to deal with more fruit. But God's blessing on your life will give you the grace to deal with a bigger influence. I am confident that God's blessing and favor on us as a church this year is going to embrace many, many more people for the kingdom. But we as a people need to change our thinking. And we need to change our prayers. and start to say, enlarge the influence of our homes for the kingdom. Let my home be a place where the kingdom of heaven is growing, not just where I live. Let my work be a place where the kingdom of heaven is growing. Let this church be a church where the kingdom of heaven is advancing. This is a mindset that Jabez had, and I believe that in any generation where a people rise up and say, enlarge our territory, Lord, increase our influence for Jesus, they get the answer from God. Prayer gets larger influence for Jesus. Of course, then we need to go. But actually, it's prayed in first because the power of God comes in. But it's also, as businessmen and women, as people, wherever you work, God wants to bless you so you're all more influential in your arena. If you're a doctor, a nurse, whatever your job is, God wants to bless you so that there's an increase of favor flowing through you to the people around you. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. I've been praying for this for quite a few weeks. I've been taking particularly this prayer because I realize we're in a moment where God is saying, I want you to believe for favor. And I don't want this favor to be stopping with me. I want to reach more people this year than I've ever reached with the gospel. I want us as a church to be far more effective and to take territory through Habitat, through Fly, through Care for Seniors, through individuals' work wherever you are. Those people who are working with children's homes, those people who are doing different things, territory. Let's advance the kingdom of heaven. Just say to your neighbor, it's time for me to think bigger. Oh, that you would bless me, Lord, and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. In other words, I'm going to be a blessing to everybody because of the blessing of God on my life. Your destiny is not just to live with your current scene. Our destiny as a church, we're not there yet. Amen. We have a lot of territory to take, and we have the overcoming power of God in us. That whatever tarmac comes on us, we have the power to break through it. We have the power to overcome all that the enemy throws at us and win. The kingdom doesn't advance through passive people. Passivity is actually an enemy to the gospel. But we've got to be people that are like this. Lord, enlarge our territory. Give us more people. I want to see more people in my faith group. I want to see more people saved. How many of you have prayed for the Lord to use you to see someone saved this year? Excellent. We all should. We all should be praying, Lord, give me someone for the gospel this year to see saved. At least one. Imagine if all of us saw one person saved this year, we would enlarge the territory of the kingdom significantly. But if it's only coming from the pastors, which obviously isn't, but if it was, then we're actually saying only our little bit of influence. But God wants us all to be influential for the gospel of the kingdom. Oh, that you would bless me, enlarge my territory. Jesus actually said, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Whatever your name is, you bear much fruit. So the fruit isn't to be limited or small, it's supposed to be massive. How many want this breakthrough life? I want to live out this breakthrough life of maximizing the fruit that God can do through my life. And Jesus actually says those people who are bearing fruit actually honor and glorify the Father. That's how God gets glory through your life, with you being fruitful. And so this is the plan of God for all of us. And we are not limited by our natural personalities, our resources, human resources. We have God Himself with us. And He lives in us to bear fruit. And in any people that are living in this Jabez kind of cry of faith, of this mindset of growth and fruitfulness, I think what's interesting is that he says, keep me from evil. Because how many of you know anybody who is advancing, the enemy finds interesting? The opposition comes from those who move forward. Because the enemy doesn't want the army of Jesus Christ advancing. And so there is war for territory. There is a war for souls. There is a war for your destiny. There's a fight on for you to bear the fruit. And Jabez said, what Jesus taught us to pray, deliver me from evil. In the Lord's Prayer. And so basically he said, I'm going to advance, you're going to bless me, I'm going to see more fruit for the honor of your name, but deliver me from evil, Lord. In other words, protect me in the process of being fruitful. Amen. What a fantastic prayer. The Jabez prayer is a life-changing prayer. I dare you to pray it with faith and see what God will do. I think that's almost what the Holy Spirit's saying this morning. Go on then. Go on then. Take me seriously. Go on then. Pray it. If you want it, pray it. In fact, if you want it, stand up and we're going to pray.